The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, guys! And we have an extra special episode for you because we are here to talk to you all about Drew McIntyre's brand new book, A Chosen Destiny, My Story. And we're also going to hear from him just a little bit later in the show. But you gotta sit tight because we have to tell you about this book. It is so, so good. I love everything about it. It's 260 pages of amazingness. There's a glossary. He wrote this really sweet, you know, acknowledgement in the back, and then on top of it, full color pictures.
They're full color pictures. It details his journey in professional wrestling, sports, entertainment. My favorite thing about the book is the Drew McIntyre word section at the back to the glossary of terms that explains everything from kayfabe to what the different promotions were, finishing maneuvers. So because they're like, you see a lot of it in the context of the book where it's like he talks about, you know, different promotions he's wrestled in from the past and when he was younger and whatnot and going forward. And it's like, no one, the average person wouldn't know what those initials represent or mean. They detail them in the back of the book so you have a better understanding of, oh, so this is what he was talking about. That's what that promotion's all about, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's not just looking for the wrestling fan. This book is geared to the general audience to know about his story.
And it's an inspirational, truly inspirational story because it talks about his life, like you said, but it also talks about his journey in the professional wrestling industry, how he came into WWE as one of the youngest, I believe, people to ever been hired at that point.
He was the chosen one. Yeah.
With Broken Dreams.
Great song, by the way.
My favorite theme of all time. It was a banger, guys. But it talks about that journey and how he kind of stumbled and fell and how he went from being the chosen one to being released and how he sort of had to find his way and how he got himself into trouble there for a while. And he was in a deep, dark place and he had a lot of stumbles, a lot of falls, and eventually he found his way out, in part helped and thanks to his wife, who, you know, basically picked him up, slapped him around a little bit and said, let's go, we're going to do this. I don't think she actually slapped him around, but...
But in theory, you know, that's the metaphor of it, slapping around, getting him focused and back on track, guiding him to, hey, this is not the end, it's only the beginning.
And she gets him back to, you know, helps him get back to where he can get back to WWE, and then his rise all the way to becoming champion at WrestleMania in 2020, at the weirdest WrestleMania of all time. But hey, we'll take it because he achieved his dream and he became champion. So it's just a really inspirational, great book. He's very, very honest in this book. You can definitely tell it's written in his voice. Because some of the books that you read that are written by celebrities and professional wrestlers and whatnot, you can tell that it's been ghostwritten and that it's not really in their voice. This, you can very clearly tell this is written by him. It's in his voice. It's in his own thought process. And I love that it has these little bits of wry humor. He takes shots at people. Sheamus and Wade Barrett, I'm looking at you. A lot of shots there to those two. But it's an overall really great book. And normally we don't say this, but I have to recommend this for everybody as well, because if you're going to buy this book, for sure buy the hardcover because it's a great read. But also, there's an audio version that the man himself has recorded. So if you want to listen to those sweet, silky Scottish tones as he reads his book to you and tells you his story in his own voice, go for it. I strongly recommend it to anybody that's interested in this.
I don't disagree with that statement at all. One little thing about the book that we don't even know about, there's an extra chapter of this book that you can only get if you buy it at Walmart.
It's a Walmart exclusive.
There's a Walmart exclusive chapter of this book. So if you're looking, you want a little bit more than just the normal book, which you get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books, go to Walmart. Get the book there. More information from Drew McIntyre.
And this is only the beginning. I hope there's a second book later on. Obviously, he wrote this during 2020, probably to keep himself sane during COVID. And yeah, it's a great read all the way around. So this is just the start of his story, and he's long way away from being done. So hopefully at some point there's a second book.
hopefully down the line he'll have a second book out there, probably when he's more, his career is almost over and stuff like that. But for now, learn the story of how he grew in the business, his journey from WWE, leaving WWE, and back to WWE to become the WWE champion, as Lindsay has mentioned, at the weirdest WrestleMania of all time.
And here's to more WWE championships and fun times and good times, and especially as they head back out on the road. But I think that does us for our review. What do you think?
It does. And when we come back, you get to hear from the man himself, Drew McIntyre, as he talks all about Chosen Destiny, my story, next.
So you're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back with Drew. Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Available May 11th.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out my interview with Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Rack Radio Show.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, guys, because, you know, it's time. We have to hear from the man himself. So, joining us right now is the author of the brand new book, A Chosen Destiny, My Story, the one and only WWE superstar, Drew McIntyre. How are you doing today?
Fabulous, fabulous. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you don't mind that, you know, we're sitting here having coffee together. At least on my end. I don't know if you're having coffee on your end, but...
Actually, I'm having coffee right now. I've got my very stereotypical Scottish mug. It says on it, Scotsman, and it has a superhero in a kilt flying through the sky.
That's awesome. Mine is measure twice, cuss once on it. It's nice, thick, heavy mug, so... Because I do a little design work on the side, so...
That's awesome. I've got a million mugs. Most of them have just have cats on them. Like my wife and I have a few cats. In the house right now, actually, we have two cats. We have four currently in the house and about 23 cat mugs. So this is like the only one that's not a cat mug.
That's great. Do you pick them up from like everywhere you travel, or is it just around town, or how does that happen?
She just keeps buying them.
Oh, okay.
I think it's an addiction. I may have to have a sit down eventually.
Just need to build a bigger mug cabinet. That's all, you know, just like a shelf on the wall for all the cat mugs.
Yeah, keeps talking about the cat sanctuary we're gonna have eventually. So yeah, that's four cats in the house right now. I get a feeling my future involves hopefully more WWE championships, maybe a second book, and about 95 cats.
That's not a bad life, sir. I have to tell you that.
Yeah, I do like the sound of it now that I've said it out loud.
So I have to know, how are you feeling about the book? Because I know you were excited about the pre-orders and then the book comes out and now it's a bestseller. That has to be a wonderful feeling for you.
It's just crazy. Like, I literally can't wrap my head around the fact that I have a book in general and that people are reading my book in big numbers and feeling so positive about it. And the biggest thing for me was, you know, inspiring people out there to chase their dreams and not to give up during the difficult times, which I thought was important during these times, and to hear people's stories. Of one of my stories about time I was knocked down and just refused to give up really helped. And it's just surreal, it's mind-blowing. I honestly still struggling to wrap my head around the whole thing.
I bet. And I mean, was that really your inspiration, like, especially because last year was just really so dark and difficult, I think, for a lot of people. Was that one of your main inspirations for writing the book, was just to mainly help you get through 2020, or you know, to help other people get through?
Yeah, that was the selling point for me, was to help others. It wasn't an idea. I didn't decide, you know, what people need right now is to hear a 35-year-old kid from Scotland's story about wrestling and WWE. I think a company approached WWE and, you know, wanted to put my story out there. They came to me, and my first thought was, does anyone really want to hear my wrestling story? It's not so much your wrestling story, Drew, it's your life story. You achieved something pretty incredible at a young age. You're the first ever Scotsman signed to WWE, the one wrestling company in the world from such a small country. And then what followed was the craziest bunch of ups and downs anyone's probably ever experienced, not just professionally from being at the top of the industry at such a young age, falling to the point you get fired, but in the personal life, just so many times I've been knocked down and losing so many people so close to me, especially my mother, and going through a dark time of drinking and partying and losing sight of my dreams and goals to the point where I wasn't just a rock bottom. I was about 20 feet down, and it took my wife coming on the scene and, you know, giving me a real kick in the butt and helping, you know, somebody that had fallen so far and was quite frankly a boy finally grow up, be a man, get back on track and achieve my goals and dreams of getting back to WWE and winning the WWE championship, becoming the first British champion, which I've done twice now. And when they, you know, told me, if you can help a few people, I know what's most important to you. I was like, yeah, that's it. Most important thing in the world to me, especially during these difficult times. And if I can inspire just one person to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, no matter how dark it gets, that's what it's all about. And to hear people's personal stories already, it's only been out for a very limited amount of time, and I've heard so many stories on social media, and that means the absolute world to me.
That's wonderful. That should be the end goal, is that, you know, it helps people and it inspires people, because you yourself, like you said, you are inspiring. Because we, you know, I personally have watched you and been a fan. I don't want to date myself and say how old I am, but I remember when you debuted in WWE the first time, and I was really upset and sad that, you know, they let you go the first time, and to watch you kind of go to Impact and rebuild yourself and grow and change and become the person that you are today is just incredible to me, because it's like, well, if he can do it, I can do it, right? You know, it's just, it's so cool.
I really appreciate that. Thank you for following for so long, you know, being a fan. And you know, getting some inspiration from that story, and that's something that is crazy to me, and I've accepted over the past year, that I can help people out there through my story. And it's bizarre, just like actually listing it chronologically, how everything happened. Sometimes you kind of forget about the negative stuff, especially me. I was really good at pushing the negative stuff out of my brain and pretending it never happened. But it is important to remember those times, and the reason you're the person you are today is because of not just the good times, but the tough times, and to go through it all again and to understand how many people helped me along the way, and lessons that I learned that I still apply to this day about being accountable to the person in the mirror. And that was important for me personally to go through again, helped me dramatically, and then really cool to hear, you know, your story and other stories that it might help them.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned being the first British champion. You won the title last year at WrestleMania, and that had to be, I know for me, and I don't want to say it was weird, but like it was different because everything just changed on a dime last year. And it was so cool that you would finally achieve this moment in your career and in your life to become that champion, and you're staying there holding the title in the Performance Center at WrestleMania. I mean, what did that mean to you personally?
Yeah, that was the dream, to become WWE champion. just didn't expect it to happen in that fashion. You know, it was 20 years work. Finally, I win the WWE Rumble. I get my guaranteed title match at the biggest show of the year, WrestleMania. I challenge Brock Lesnar to UFC champion, multiple time WWE champion. An anomaly in our industry. The big match is coming. It's not only going to be WrestleMania, it's going to be WrestleMania in my American hometown where I've lived for 20 years, Tampa, Florida. 80 people, family and friends from Scotland all there. Wife's going to be there. They're all in the front row. Fans rallied behind me for the first time in my life in WWE. The reactions are at fever pitch. I've never heard before. Nothing can go wrong. Boom, pandemic.
Right.
And, yeah, I was a little upset at the time, as I talk about in the book, you know, a bit of, I can't believe after all this time, like, this happens. Of course it happens when it's my title match, the anger, disappointment, and then realizing the severity of the COVID situation, how much it was affecting everybody. People were losing their lives. People, hey, all countries were shutting down, sports shut down, all entertainment areas shut down, except WWE. When I started understanding the gravity of the situation, we're the only game in town, we were bringing the world an escape with WrestleMania. My match was last. And had a bit of a feel-good story. It could really put some smiles and faces across the world with a happy ending to WrestleMania if I beat Brock and won the title. That was something that was really big to me. And when I won the title, it meant the world to me. And I had my moment. It was in a quiet performance center with no fans there instead of 80,000. But I had my moment with the title. I beat Brock. It meant the world to me. I watched it at home with everyone else. We taped it a week in advance. I was able to watch it live with the world. And when the referee presented me with the title on television, my wife presented me the title in real life, which was really cool. And then I heard the feedback from Mania, which is unbelievable. And again, we're talking about positivity, inspiring people, and that's what it's all about. To see the level of positivity for WrestleMania was unreal. To hear the numbers of 14 million social media interactions over 2 days, up 60% the year prior, but that WrestleMania was different. It was a WrestleMania when the world stood still. It will never be forgotten, and people will remember that night that Drew McIntyre beat Brock for the title in front of nobody.
It was cool for me watching it, at least here at home, because I've been home for a year, and I had just been sent home right around the time that WrestleMania happens. So to get to see you win and just to even have WrestleMania, because I know at least on the fan end of things, like, we weren't sure if it was going to happen. Nobody was sure if it was going to happen because, like you said, everything just shut down all at once. And it's, oh no, are you guys going to shut down? And you didn't, and you carried on, and you've persevered through for a year of just really ups and downs and strange times. And I want to thank you personally for doing that, and really everybody in that company for doing that, because that's really helped at least me, and I know helped a lot of other people get through the last year, just to have that, because it's an escape from this time that we're living in, and just to have even a little bit of normalcy is wonderful. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that so much. That's what it was all about, from the roster, everyone working backstage, and obviously all the way to Vince McMahon. Just wanting to give everyone that constant. If we can give everyone something to look forward to every single week, a little escape, for, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every pay-per-view, then that's what we're going to do. And without our fans, we wouldn't be able to do that. Like, as you know, being part of the WWE universe, being a WWE fan, we'd be the best fans in the world, the craziest fans, the world's most passionate fans in the world. I can only compare our fans to European soccer fans, because I've been to every sport in the world, and our fans are like the closest I can get as European soccer fans, just how wild, loud, crazy, passionate they are. And even though, like, we knew we all can be in the building with us, we were at home watching, wanting to be part of the show, and perhaps needing that escape. And it was just such a privilege, and still is a privilege to this day, to give everyone that constant.
And just to fast forward a year later to Tampa this year, where you did have a title match. Unfortunately, you didn't win. I think even though it's really cool Bobby Lashley won, I think a lot of people were rooting for you to win. What was it like to be back in front of the fans for the first time in a year and kind of hear them and see them in Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah, it was something else. I can't remember how long it'd been the time. 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day. I do remember that's exactly how long I'd be sitting in front of a crowd. And it's interesting because as much as I was on the rise before WrestleMania, but when we had the fans, and I was lucky enough that I was getting the loudest responses at the time, and the loudest in my career by far, I'd been in like the kind of top position and in people's face for a year straight, like a lot of Drew content. And sometimes if our fans are not digging something, their attention will go elsewhere, and they might do it. Well, they're not. That's the thing about passionate fans. If they don't like something, they'll let you know, and they'll let you know loudly. And I'm fine with that. Like, I love it. I'll never get offended if people aren't digging it, as long as they care one way or another. If they're reacting, like Roman Reigns style, John Cena style, as long as they react, if they boo, they cheer, as long as they make noise. So I was ready for anything. I was like, well, realistically, you know, I'm supposed to be the good guy, but you never know. Like, there's been a lot of Drew content. We'll just see what happens. And when I walked out for my entrance to hear the level of cheer, that just, I was taken aback. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool and pretty crazy, because you've seen a lot of Drew the past year, and to still react so positively was cool. And to hear the shock, I think, when Lashley won at the end as well, when he pulled me out from his finishing move, the Hurt Lock, was pretty cool as well. So I think everyone just expected Drew's going to win and have his moment with the fans this year. You know, he's earned it. He's worked so hard. He's going to get it. And then it got taken away. And I think that's important for the Drew McIntyre character. Like, I'm not Superman. Like, I'm Batman. And I have to be, like, it makes me more relatable. You know, I'm flawed as a human. The details, all the different ups and downs I've been through, I've certainly not, like, had it easy the entire time. And why should I have it easy at WrestleMania? I got to keep overcoming it. At the same time, we're making top-level superstar and Bobby Lashley, and we need as many top-level superstars as possible. So it's great to have the fans there and to get that moment taken away, and I'm still chasing that moment in front of the fans at WrestleMania.
Well, I hope it comes for you next year for sure, and hopefully sooner than that, because SummerSlam's coming. And I know it's not WrestleMania, but SummerSlam is still a pretty big event, and it's a good time, so hopefully maybe it comes there.
Fingers crossed. I'm hoping to have fans there. Maybe we can start doing a couple of live shows again. I just can't wait. Like, no matter where it is, if it was ever a town, like, I never complained anywhere I went. I'd always put on the same level of match in the smallest town and non-televised than I would at WrestleMania. But I will never, ever complain about any town I'm ever in, ever again. No matter what the attendance is, no matter where it is, no matter how bad my travel day is, I will appreciate every show that even has 20 fans in it in the future.
Well, I can tell you I'll appreciate any show that I go to, because one thing I have missed going to is wrestling, and I have every intention of when you guys come to town, which hopefully will be soon, I'll be there. I promise you.
Can't wait to have you there and hear those reactions once again. Like, if Mania is anything to go by, people have a lot of pent-up reactions inside. They can't wait to get out, and we can't wait to hear them.
Okay. Well, Drew, our time is coming to an end, sadly. I wish I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I do have one more question for you. What is your favorite thing to do when you have a day off, when you have time off?
I don't do time off too often. Like, even during these interesting times, where it used to be I was on the road 4 days a week minimum, I still would find myself finding ways to keep busy, like writing a book. With the time that I do get... Since I'm, again, actually home, I get to do things like I never got to do before, like spend time with my wife. And I do enjoy sitting on the couch with the two cats, or four cats right now in the house, and the missus, and just watching whatever TV show we decide to watch that particular night. That's my favorite thing to do. We've powered through more seasons of shows that I can possibly list right now. And it's fun. Just sit down, turn the brain off. She helps me get balanced, because the book explains I'm such a psycho. I'm an old nickname of the Scottish psychopath. When it comes to wrestling, I'm so obsessive. I found it hard to balance things in my life. She was the one that finally able to balance me and give me some perspective and some normality. So when I'm thinking about wrestling all the time, she gets me on the couch, puts on the Netflix, puts on some kind of show, and it keeps me balanced. So that's my favorite thing to do.
That's awesome. Drew, thank you so much. I appreciate speaking with you today.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Once again, thank you so much, Drew. It was such a blast to talk to you, and I wish you every success with this book. I hope it sells 2 billion copies, if that's even a thing. But everybody should go out, buy it, read it, enjoy it, learn from it. It's, like we said, it's an inspiration, and it's such a wonderful read, so please, please, please check it out if you get a chance. We'd like to give a quick thanks to Gallery Books and WWE for, one, supplying us this wonderful interview, and two, letting us get a preview of this book, because we got the privilege of reading this in advance, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I did as well. It's a great read. Everyone should go out to Walmart to get the exclusive chapter there. More.
But I think that does it for us. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it. Like we said, go buy the book. So everyone, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, A Chosen Destiny, the Drew McIntyre edition, right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back very soon with another review. Till then, bye!